the music, it means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We start with one that I posted on my website this morning on harrisonline.com because I actually have a picture of the newspaper story about this off of the police blotter from Saturday in Muncie Creek Township, Pennsylvania. I quote, "Police said a 51-year-old Muncie mother and her 11-year-old son got into a verbal altercation during which the son struck the mother with a Pop-Tart on the right side of the face. The mother was treated at Muncie Valley Emergency Room for injuries sustained in the incident." What kind of injuries can you sustain from a slap in the face with a Pop-Tart? Unless it had been toasted and the strawberry filling was hot enough to scald her. Really? The emergency room? For a Pop-Tart injury? Ma'am, you'll have to take a seat. We have the man whose arm is falling off and the woman with the gunshot wound. We're going to put them ahead of you in the triage line. Have a seat and tell your son to stay away from toaster pastries from now on. Then we go to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where state emergency officials are renewing their warnings about snowblowers after seven men in the Eau Claire area suffered severe hand injuries. These were all in separate accidents. The men used their hands to clear wet, heavy snow from their snowblowers while the snowblowers were going. Four of them required surgery. Three of them had at least one finger partially or completely amputated. The hospital says, we usually get one or two of these per winter, not seven on the same day. Next, we go to Warren, Ohio, where two middle school teachers have been suspended for barking at a student. Megan Montgomery said she disciplined her daughter after school officials told her that she'd misbehaved in a music class, but she said two teachers who were not involved in the initial incident didn't let the matter drop. The teachers had the whole classroom barking at Megan and calling her a dog and taunting her and just being mean to her. One teacher has been there for 11 years, suspended for 2 days. Another one has been there 16 years, got 5 days suspension. In Florida, a guy was up on the roof of his house in the Coconut Grove area using a nail gun to put new shingles on the house. They were going in just fine, including the nail that went through his hand. He nailed himself to the roof, screamed and screamed because he didn't have his cell phone. Siri, can you please get somebody to get this out of my hand? They had to call neighbors heard him screaming, called 911. The fire department came and got him down. And we finish in Colombo, Sri Lanka, where Janaka Basnayake has died. Died after burying himself. What? Yes. He died after burying himself over the weekend with the help of family and friends in a trench sealed with wood and soil. A trench 10 feet deep, because he was trying to set a new record for the longest time spent buried alive. You know, if you just stay in there till you die, you're going to win that contest. But you're not going to get your certificate. I can't help but wondering, did they then dig him up and cremate him? He's already buried. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for this morning. Paul Harris from McGraw in the morning on the Big 550 KTRS.